This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to regulate emotions in real time during a heated argument. A field-tested method for staying in control when everything pushes you to react. In short, when an argument heats up, your body reacts faster than your brain can reason. Emotional control in real time is not about suppressing what you feel. It is about having a practiced system that keeps you in the conversation without being driven by the surge. Your physiological response starts before you are consciously aware of it. The window to intervene is short, but it is always there if you have trained for it. A clear, repeatable process closes the gap between reaction and choice. Definition: regulate emotions. Argument: the real-time practice of managing your physiological and psychological state during a heated exchange so that your responses are chosen, not driven by automatic emotional flooding, allowing genuine resolution to remain possible. When the wrong words come out and cannot be taken back, you know the moment. The argument has been going for 10 minutes, the other person says one particular thing, and something shifts in your chest. The next words out of your mouth are sharper than you intended, or colder, or louder. The conversation turns. You see it happen, and you cannot stop it. That is not a character flaw. That is a physiological event. Your nervous system flagged a threat, and responded before your reasoning mind had any say in the matter. If you want to regulate emotions during an argument, you need a process that works faster than that response, and has been practiced enough to be automatic under pressure. I have spent 60 years watching people in conflict, including myself, and the gap between the people who handle it well and the people who consistently damage their relationships is not intelligence or patience. It is preparation. The steps below work, but only if you have done the groundwork before the argument starts. What has to be true before the argument begins? No real-time technique functions without a foundation. If you try to apply these steps cold, mid-argument, having never practiced them, they will fail you at the moment you need them most. There are two things you need in place before you can regulate emotions in real time. First, you need to know your personal triggers, not in a vague, general sense. Specifically, what words, tones, topics, or behaviors from this particular person or context tend to ignite your strongest reactions. If you have not mapped those in calm moments, you will not recognize them when you are inside the storm. Second, you need a short physical rehearsal of the regulation steps below, done in quiet, at least a handful of times. The body learns sequences by repetition. One read-through is not enough. If you struggle to recognize the early signs before a conflict fully ignites, the article "Signs Your Team's Amygdala Hijack Problem is Destroying Synergy in Real Time" will help you build that awareness. How to regulate emotions in real time. The core process. These steps are numbered because the order matters. Each one prepares the next. Do not skip ahead. Number 1. Catch the physical signal first. The first sign of emotional flooding is almost always physical before it is verbal. A tightening in the chest. A rise in your shoulders. Heat in your face. Your job in this step is to notice that signal the moment it arrives, not after you have already reacted. In practice, this means you have taught yourself in advance to scan for it. You might tell yourself, when I feel my jaw tighten in a difficult conversation, that is my signal. Name the signal for yourself during calm practice sessions so you can recognize it in live conditions. Number 2. Buy yourself 2 breaths before you respond. This is not a metaphor. 2 slow exhales, extending the out-breath a bit longer than the in-breath, reduce physiological arousal measurably. You do not announce this. You do not make it visible. You do it while the other person is still speaking, or while you're pausing to respond. The breath is your circuit breaker. It does not solve the argument. It does return a measure of control to your prefrontal cortex, which is exactly where you need the decision-making to happen. Number 3. Name the emotion internally, not out loud. This is where most people go wrong. They either act the feeling out, saying the sharp thing they're feeling, or they try to push the feeling down entirely. Neither works. What works is a simple, quiet internal label. This is anger. This is shame. This is fear of being dismissed. Naming that emotion interrupts the automatic escalation cycle without requiring you to suppress anything. It creates a sliver of distance between the feeling and the response. That sliver is where your choices lie. Number 4. Choose one sentence before you speak. Before you open your mouth, Commit to a single sentence, not a paragraph, not a rebuttal. One sentence. This forces your reasoning mind to engage and prevents the kind of sprawling, reactive speech that almost always makes a difficult conversation worse. If you cannot identify one clear sentence you want to say, that is a signal to pause longer. A useful internal prompt is, what is the one thing that genuinely needs to be said right now? Sometimes the answer is nothing yet. That is a valid choice. Number 5. Watch your body language and tone, not just your words. You can say perfectly reasonable words in a tone that communicates contempt. The other person will respond to that tone, not the words. Once you have your one sentence, check your physical posture briefly. Are you leaning forward aggressively? Is your voice compressed and tight? Deliberately drop your shoulders, lower your voice slightly, and slow your pace. This is not performance. It is a physical signal to your own nervous system and to the person across from you that the conversation can stay workable. Number 6. Acknowledge before you argue. Before you make your point, name something real about what the other person said. Not a false agreement, a real acknowledgement. I hear that you think this was my call to make. I understand you feel this has been going on too long. This does not concede your position. It does something more valuable. It prevents the other person from escalating further because they feel unheard. Understanding what psychological safety means in a conversation will help you see why this step carries so much weight. Number 7. Reassess every 2 to 3 exchanges. Emotional regulation during an argument is not a one-time event at the start of a conversation. It requires you to check in with your own state every few exchanges. A brief internal question. Am I still thinking clearly? Has the charge in my chest risen again? If the answer is yes, return to step 2. This is not weakness. It is how the system works, because emotional flooding can return during a long or intense conversation even after you've brought it down once. Adjusting the process for remote arguments. Many difficult conversations now happen over video calls, and the regulation process needs adapting for that context. You lose most of the physical cues that tell you the other person is escalating. You also lose some of your own grounding cues because your body is not fully present in the shared space. This makes step 1, catching the physical signal in yourself, even more critical, because you cannot rely on reading the room. 2 adjustments help. First, keep both feet flat on the floor during the call. This grounds you physically in a way that reduces physiological arousal without the other person seeing anything unusual. Second, if you need the 2 breath pause in step 2, use the habit of glancing briefly down at your notes as cover. You are not hiding the pause from the other person. You are simply not advertising it, which means it costs the conversation nothing. For a fuller picture of how emotional intelligence shapes the way teams navigate these moments together, the role of emotional intelligence in team synergy is worth your time. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now back to the article. Where people go wrong when they try this. These are the 3 mistakes I have seen most consistently, and I have made 2 of them myself. The mistake, treating regulation as suppression. Why it happens? People confuse staying calm with feeling nothing. They go cold, controlled, and flat, and the other person experiences this as contempt or dismissal. What to do instead? Follow step 3. Name the emotion internally and let it be present without acting it out. You are not trying to become emotionally empty. You are staying in the conversation while remaining in charge of how the feeling moves through you. The mistake. Waiting until the argument is already at full heat before trying to regulate. Why it happens? People assume the steps are for the peak of the conflict. In reality, once you're fully flooded, the window for real-time regulation is much narrower. What to do instead? Start from step 1 earlier. The moment you feel the first slight rise of tension, begin the process. The earlier you engage it, the easier it is. The mistake. Applying regulation only to yourself and forgetting about the other person's state. Why it happens? The process feels internal, so people focus inward and miss what is happening in front of them. What to do instead? Step 6 exists for exactly this reason. You cannot control the other person's emotions, but acknowledging what they have said costs you nothing and often slows the escalation enough for genuine conversation to become possible again. The skill of de-escalating team conflict without destroying the relationship builds directly on this awareness. Understanding the neuroscience behind why this is so hard can also reinforce your commitment to the process. What the amygdala hijack is and how it silently blocks clear thinking explains the underlying mechanism without ever making you feel like a textbook case. Your pre-argument regulation checklist. Use this before any conversation you know carries the risk of conflict. It takes 3 minutes. It changes the outcome. Number 1. Name your specific trigger for this conversation. Write it down if it helps. If they blame the timeline again, I will feel dismissed and I will want to withdraw. Number 2. Run through the two breath technique once, slowly, so the body remembers it. Number 3. Choose your one sentence, the single most important thing you want to communicate if the conversation gets difficult. Number 4. Set a physical anchor, feet flat, shoulders down, voice lower than feels natural. Practice holding that posture for 30 seconds. Number 5. Decide in advance what returning to step 2 looks like for you in this specific conversation. Do you glance at your notes? Take a sip of water. Name the action now so it is ready when you need it. If the argument leads to a necessary apology afterward, the process for doing that well is covered in how to apologize to a team member in a way that actually restores trust. And if you want to bring this skill into your feedback conversations more broadly, emotional intelligence in feedback conversations will give you the next layer. The work is done before the storm arrives. Here is the truth of it. Emotional control under pressure is a skill you earn in the quiet moments, not the loud ones. You build it by mapping your triggers when you're calm. You reinforce it by practicing the steps when nothing is at stake. You test it in smaller conversations before the ones that matter most. The process above will not make conflict comfortable. Conflict is not meant to be comfortable. What it will do is give you a real system that keeps you in the conversation, clear-eyed, and in charge of your choices, rather than carried away by the surge. That is what it means to regulate emotions in an argument, not to feel less, but to act with more intention than your nervous system's first instinct would allow. This much I know for certain: every person who has ever told me they cannot control themselves under pressure was wrong. They simply had not yet built the system. You can. Frequently asked questions. What does it mean to regulate emotions in an argument? To regulate emotions in an argument means to manage your physiological and psychological response in real time so that you stay in control of your words and actions. It does not mean suppressing feeling. It means choosing how you respond rather than reacting on instinct. How do you regulate emotions when an argument escalates quickly? When an argument escalates quickly, your first move is physical, slow your breathing before you say another word. Even 2 or 3 slow exhales reduce the physiological arousal that drives reactive speech. From there, name what you're feeling internally and choose a deliberate response rather than an automatic one. Why is emotional control so hard during a conflict? Emotional control is hard during conflict because your nervous system interprets threat, including social threat, as a survival signal. Your body floods with stress hormones before your reasoning brain can intervene. This is why preparation and practice before that argument happens matters as much as any technique you apply in the moment. Can you regulate emotions in real time without pausing the conversation? Yes, though it takes practice. Slowing your breathing, grounding yourself through physical sensation, and using internal self-talk can all happen invisibly while the conversation continues. With enough repetition, these become automatic enough that you no longer need to visibly pause to use them. What is the most common mistake people make trying to control emotions in an argument? The most common mistake is treating emotional control as suppression. People clench their jaw, go cold, and try to feel nothing. This rarely works and often makes the conversation feel hostile to the other person. Acknowledging the feeling internally, without acting it out, is far more effective and sustainable. How long does it take to get better at regulating emotions during arguments? Most people notice meaningful improvement within 4 to 6 weeks of deliberate practice. The key word is deliberate. You must rehearse the steps before conflict, not only attempt them mid-argument. Like any skill, the more you prepare the system, the faster it activates when you need it. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.